Hello and welcome to the SJ Chronicles. It's now 12:30 on what is now Friday, the 16th of March, 2018. Today, tomorrow, Friday, maybe another milestone day in the Ralph journey, as it is very likely that today we will take possession of our premises. Hopefully we will finish the process of completing the lease and getting the keys today, all being well, and start doing some work on the premises. So yeah, milestone day for sure. I've basically spent yesterday, today, time on recruitment. The other thing that happened today, which is kind of interesting, is, you know, we have a creative design agency that's been helping us with the brand stuff, you know, and we've done our brand guidelines and logo and that sort of stuff quite a long time ago, obviously. But one of the other things that they do is interior design and, you know, some of the parts of the hospital which are not clinical, you know, they'll be having some input on those bits, and so I was having a chat with them today. It's interesting because they're very lovely, but one of them, you know, I guess designers can be a little bit quirky sometimes, you know, and kind of get tunnel vision about an idea, and part of my role is to provide a clinical context to everything to make sure that nothing occurs that doesn't make sense clinically. You know, whilst it might be a great design feature, or aesthetically might look better, or spatially might be better, or whatever it might be, that ultimately we have to bear in mind, you know, what the purpose of the hospital is. And so where there are areas that any changes may impact on the clinical service delivery, something that I have to be very careful of. And of course, you can't micromanage everything, and so I'm sure some people along the way are going to make some decisions that I'm not aware of that aren't necessarily clinically entirely appropriate. So it's something for me to bear in mind, and obviously I'll do my best to make sure that we don't let things go astray. I was also thinking today about this thing of when you haven't got enough time and you've got lots of things going on, you know, how you make choices as to what to prioritize. And this is pretty front and center in my mind at the moment, because there's a project I've been involved with for a long time that I sort of feel might be coming to an end, really. I'm almost on the verge of sending an email to say kind of my time is up, as it were. Partly because I'm not very happy with the way the trajectory of the project, and I sort of feel like if time is very poor anyway and there's more things to do than there is time to do them, then, you know, staying involved in a project just out of some sort of nostalgia or legacy or whatever it might be isn't really a very calculating entrepreneurial thing to do. So yeah, I've just been thinking about that today, actually. And it also came up, I had dinner this evening with a friend of mine, really, really, really nice guy. I'll tell you more about him in a sec, but this issue of, you know, too many things to do and not enough time seems to plague a lot of people, that's a whole other story, isn't it? A bit resonant to the self-care thing from yesterday, but anyway, yeah, so this guy is a really good bloke. I'd absolutely love for him to come to the Ralph. He's a specialist and would just fit right in culturally. But he's not from the UK originally. He's from abroad, and he has plans to relocate home at some point, and some other life things that he's got to sort out. Actually, no, career things, not life things. But basically, his trajectory is to leave the country at some point, and in the meantime, he's got some other things he needs to focus on. So, you know, but I knew this from a few weeks ago, so it wasn't news tonight. But yeah, really good bloke anyway. And we had some philosophizing and chit chat about my theses and his take on them, etc. And yeah, it's all good. Anyway, the other thing I was thinking about today was authenticity and integrity. I think about this often in terms of the context of the Ralph and the brand, and me as a person as well, and the choices one makes as a brand, what one is or is not willing to compromise on for opportunities that might, generate revenue, but at what kind of cost do they come? I'm not going to, name specifics, but I look around and I see people doing partnerships or behaviors that I would personally never do myself, and will do my best to ensure that Ralph doesn't get involved in either, because I just don't believe that they necessarily demonstrate great integrity. And hey, everyone makes their own choices, but for me, yeah, it's one of those things that maybe I'm a purist in that sense, but I'm quite comfortable being that way. And I mean, this is not what actually got me thinking about this, but it's sort of relevant, as I got reached out to by somebody from the US who has like a national radio show and wants to do some interviews with members of my pet loss community. And over the years, I've been approached by several people wanting to tap into that community, as it were, and I'm very protective of them, because obviously it's supposed to be a safe space to grieve and not have stuff sold to you, or opportunities for other people, wanting to do things. But on the flip side, I always want to hear people out and find out where they're coming from. And in particular, what their financial benefit is from such a thing, because it's one thing to, I mean, it's a non-profit venture, my Ralph's like stuff, and for others to want to benefit financially from that community, I have to feel like the community is going to value, benefit from whatever it is they're offering sufficiently to justify them basically being sold to. So, these kinds of things that, I don't know, it's a very small example in material terms, but over the years, there's a number of opportunities I could have potentially exploited, if you like, around the Ralph site that I just refused to. And sometimes there would have been some money involved, and given that all of this is debt funded at the moment, you could argue that that makes sense. But yeah, just not willing to go there, really. And as I say, that's just a small example of a much bigger thesis, really. So tomorrow I've got some stuff to do in the morning, and then I'm going to be meeting with our hospital manager to do some work on our equipment list. So we did some work on our equipment list quite a long time ago now, but now that we have a much better idea of what the hospital is going to look like at launch in terms of the number of theatres and concert rooms and how big the wards are and that sort of thing, we need to have another pass at it in terms of saying, okay, what are our clinical equipment needs? Because obviously the next step from that is to, again, pick up on conversations we had a while ago around asset finance and take those to a conclusion. So yeah, another kind of important task to get done tomorrow, really. Which basically means, literally going through things like how many drip pumps do you need, and how many monitors do you need, and how many surgical kits do you need, and all that kind of stuff. So it's one of those things that you have to do, isn't it? And our hospital manager is a previous vet nurse, and so she has clinical knowledge and know-how too, which is helpful. And actually, it's going to be helpful also because probably on Monday, I'm going to spend some time with our project management people going through each room in the building, at least each clinical room, but basically all rooms, figuring out the internal layout so that they can figure out the plumbing layout. I must admit, these things are happening a little bit sooner than I thought they needed to, in terms of this sort of level of detail. And I don't want to do it in a rush and, get some stuff wrong. So But again, I'm hoping that the combination of me and our hospital manager was also clinical and will have probably a different lens on some things because she'll bring more of a nursing perspective than maybe I could. That hopefully between us, we'll pick up most things and come up with the best answers. But sorry, I was yawning on yesterday's episode as well. I apologize. It's getting later and later, isn't it, at the moment? But anyway, yeah, so that's Monday's work. But tomorrow it's equipment lists and more recruitment type of thing. So on we go. Actually, I just had a thought. These guys are going to start doing a bit of work tomorrow and clearing out the building. I sort of wonder whether we should, be capturing some photos of before the building started having any work done to it. Good thought. Live on air, as it were. I'll progress that. All right, wicked. So, thank you as always for listening, and I will catch you at the back end of tomorrow. And in the meantime, as always, take care, be compassionate, live in a beautiful state, have an open heart and an open mind. Cheers. Bye bye.